Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you go to a school that rocks orange and blue as the school colors, you're always trying creative ways that blend. Orange isn't a, let's be honest, Clemson fans, you deal with this. Orange isn't a great color. It's just not. It's not a great color for anybody. If you're honest with yourself, you'll admit that. I'm not dogging on you, Clemson. I'm Florida. I'm orange and blue. It's not a great color. When orange and blue are your colors, you try to creatively look for shirts that you would be willing to wear. And this is one of them. It's orange and blue. And so I roll with it, right? You can crack on my shirt. It's all good. But guess who completed the 60-second plank? On tomorrow's show at 2:50. Lonzo attempts the 60 second.
Do I?
Yes.
Because I don't remember Lonzo saying that he would do that.
Lonzo attempts the 60-second plank at 2:50 on tomorrow's show.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay.
I don't care.
60-second plank tomorrow. We'll see if Lonzo, let's see how you react with someone running smack while you're trying to complete the 60-second plank challenge.
I'm older and in much worse shape than you are, maybe. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. You guaranteed that you would beat me in a race.
What I'm saying is, there's no way you beat me in a race. What I'm talking about is I have a reconstructed knee. I have some stuff. That's what I meant. No, racing, yeah, I still would kick your butt. But we'll find out if I can do it tomorrow. You know, I'm willing to accept the challenge.
There you go. Okay, taking your votes on our bracket challenge here on the pet peeve bracket, sniffling or leaving a little gift for people in the toilet, not flushing the toilet. Who left the floater? Is it you? That is the initial pet peeve vote on today. The second matchup is coming your way at 3:40 this afternoon. True or false, Mark Ryan is still trying to catch his breath from those 60 seconds. You know the worst part about that was, Lonzo? The linoleum. You hit on it early on. Because if you're just laying on the linoleum, that's one thing. But when your entire body weight is being jammed into the linoleum through your elbows, that's what's uncomfortable about
that. One thing about it, I bet it's cooler down there than it is up here. I mean, because this is pretty warm in this room, so I would think it might be a little bit cooler down there. The linoleum probably was cold, but yeah. Because the majority of your weight is going on your arms. It's not on your toes.
And you said, I got up like an old man. I watched the video. I did get up like an old man. I got to work on that. I looked like I was really struggling.
Hold on while Grandpa gets up off the floor.
That's what it felt like. Honestly, that is what it felt like. All right. Alonzo's plank coming your way tomorrow. A loaded final hour for you. We do it each and every day at this time. The top three at three starts now. All right, number three today, we have 24/7 Sports released their list of the top 10 toughest places to play. What a complete and total joke. Listen to this list, ladies and gentlemen. 10 Nebraska, 9 Ohio State, 8 Alabama, 7 Michigan, 6 Mark Ryan's running out of breath, 5 Texas A&M, 4 Penn State, 3 LSU, 2 Georgia, and 1 Clemson? Clemson. Clemson's the most difficult place to play. Folks, Clemson is a Sunday morning service. Clemson is a picnic with your family. Clemson is a beautiful place. That is not a tough place to play. Maybe it's a tough place to play in that you don't win, but nothing that beautiful could ever be considered tough. You know what's tough? Playing the Raiders in the Oakland Coliseum. That's what's tough. You know what's tough? Playing LSU in the real Death Valley, in Baton Rouge. That's what's tough. Yours truly got a cup of foreign fluid dumped on his head at a game in Baton Rouge. Nothing as pretty as Clemson could ever be tough. And for the, I would say, okay, it's just based on the caliber of the team. But how could that be the case when Alabama's number 8? As if there's 7 more difficult places to play than Bryant-Denny Stadium on a 93-degree afternoon. And look, I realize Clemson's undergone a major cultural shift here. There's a major talent change in the last decade. I get it. I understand it. I'm on board. But let's not get carried away. They have no way is Clemson the toughest place to play in all of college football. LSU should be one or two. Florida should be one or two. Any serious article would have those listed as one or two. They're simply a really tough place to play. And if I'm honest, in my heart of hearts here, Williams-Brice is a tougher place to play than Death Valley and Clemson, South Carolina. Look no further than the fact that they lead the nation in ejections. That has to be good for something, right? So at Williams-Brice Stadium, I mean, if you're an opposing fan, if you're an opposing player, that's a rough spot, man. I mean, Williams-Brice Stadium is a rough spot. That's a tough spot to play. Clemson is a slice of heaven. I've described it as such. Don't tell me that that's a tough place to play, man. I will never, ever buy that, okay? When Williams-Brice Stadium is rocking, it's way louder than Clemson, and you have the threat of getting your butt kicked at the game as well, something they do better than any other team in the country. Toughest place to play, Clemson University? I laugh at that. Next up, folks, at number two today, we have Barry Trammell and Russell Westbrook. And here's a real sad story, and it's also, to me, a dangerous sign. Russell Westbrook won't talk to a reporter of the Oklahoma City News. He doesn't know what he did wrong, the reporter that is, but every time he asks Russell Westbrook a question, Russell Westbrook refuses to answer. And he's been doing this the entire year. The reporter continues to ask Westbrook questions. Russell continues not to answer said question. By the way, Lonzo, do we have that Spurrier audio that we're going to air this hour? Okay, this hour we can air it though, right?
It won't work.
It won't work.
I'm having trouble with the computer. Okay. And it will not work.
Gotcha. Okay.
I had it, but you just can't hear it.
Maybe I'll play it on here. Maybe I'll play it on this one. Okay, here's what it sounds like when Barry Trammell asks Russell Westbrook a question.
Barry Trammell of the Oklahoma. And Russell, first half, both teams struggled offensively. It was sort of a slug of the game. Both teams got going in the second half. What happened to sort of reverse the tone of this game?
Next question.
Yeah, Russ, the fourth quarter, you got a 15-point lead. They catch up. What happened last 6, 7, 8 minutes? That reverse the momentum and let you guys burst back away.
Next question.
Yeah, Russ Westbrook has to have the PR person step in for him and say next question because he won't answer Barry Trammell's question. It's a troubling sign for society when a player's shutting out the very person designed to give you information on that particular person. Steve Spurrier has been guilty of such in the past as well. As for Barry Trammell himself, I commend the Oklahoma City News not only for not firing him, because a lot of times media entities will fire you if you're no longer a use to them. And what use is he to the Oklahoma City News if he can't get sound from Oklahoma City's very best player? All right? Here's what Barry Trammell has to say about it. Russell Westbrook doesn't answer my questions, hasn't for the better part of the season, and some people want to know why I keep asking. I don't blame them for wondering. It's a legitimate question, but I have a legitimate answer. I keep asking with no hope of getting an answer because the media shouldn't give in to Westbrook's desire to control everything. And that, folks, I love. You see, if Westbrook is mad about something Barry Trammell did, so be it. If he doesn't want to answer his questions, so be it. But at least meet with the man and let the man know why. Let the man know what he did wrong. Let the man know why you're making a fool of him at every press conference. It's got to be very difficult for Barry Trammell to do so. It's the kind of thing that would give me anxiety if I knew that my question was going to be ignored in front of all of my peers. Yet Barry Trammell does it day in and day out. And still, what is, in my opinion, a disturbing sign, not only for sports, but also for society moving forward. And finally, folks, this to me is a fascinating debate. Two star receivers from the two big-time schools in our area One will hear his name, my projection, Thursday night. One will hear his name called on Friday evening. Deebo Samuel and Hunter Renfrow. Deebo Samuel, 2,076 yards and 16 touchdowns at the University of South Carolina. Hunter Renfrow, 2,133 yards and 15 touchdowns in 55 games played at Clemson. Whom will have the better of the two careers at the next level? Will it be Deebo Samuel? Will it be Hunter Renfrow? Deebo gives you the electric plays, the physical play, the big play potential, the wow plays. Hunter Renfrow just systematically destroys you over 3.5 hours. You're looking at him, and it doesn't make sense that a guy that small, and let's be honest, that a white guy wide receiver can shred you to that degree. But in my opinion, he just well might be the next in a long lineage of successful small guy wide receivers in the next level. Who's going to have a better career? I love Deebo Samuel. I'm worried about the injuries. I think Deebo Samuel gets picked in the first round. He spoke to Bill Belichick the other day, a little draft insight. He told Bill Belichick he'll be ready for his call at the end of the first round come Thursday night. But I'm going to give the slight edge to Hunter Renfrow because of his durability, because Hunter Renfrow really provides what the NFL needs. Who's going to have a better career? I think it just might be Hunter Renfrow. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word. If you're following us on Twitter, we will get to your tweets on the air. And email, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Your thoughts, your comments, much more. A league needs to look at making a playoff change, and so much more coming your way right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Want to remind you, our draft party. I'm going to blow this thing up, man. What's up, Lonzo?
I got blood on my hands. I'm just trying to figure out from where.
Okay, I'm glad.
I'm bleeding somewhere.
I'm glad I didn't spit on you from across the way here. The random blood of unknown origin is always an interesting thing. Like, where did this happen? How did this happen? So on and so forth. Most of the time, it's shaving for me. You never even feel it, right? Guys, we're having a great draft party coming your way on Thursday. You just licked your fingers. He's committing the pet peeve. Committing the pet peeve, a little foreshadowing of what's coming your way at 3:40 this afternoon. By the way, a great best thing we heard today coming your way at the end of the show today. But our draft party, Hall of Fame Grill, Thursday, both shows will be out there. You'll hear our show, Offsides with Mark Ryan. Lonzo will be there 1 to 4 p.m., Straight Up with Sturge 4 to 7 p.m., Hall of Fame Grill. We're blowing this thing up, ladies and gentlemen, on Wade Hampton in Greenville. Would love to have the chance to meet you, but more than anything, you know you're going to do something for the draft. So why not come out and party with us for the draft? I'll answer all the draft questions you have. Sturge will do the same. You like how I'm volunteering Sturge for work here? And we're going to have a great time. It's a great local spot. I'm always a big believer in supporting local. I'll be real with you. I've been here 100 days, 102 now, to be honest with you. And I've been to Hall of Fame Grill once. It's one of the best times I've had since I've been here. Fantastic people, fantastic food, fantastic drink specials. They've got the shuffleboard table in there. It is awesome. And we're going to be there.
What's a shuffleboard table? I know a shuffleboard, so it's on the ground, right?
No. A shuffleboard table. See, Lonzo, here's the thing, Lonzo. We got to get you out more. You still haven't seen Falls Park on the Reedy in downtown Greenville. I've been here 3 months and I've seen it. All right? My parents are coming next month. We're going to have to bring you out with us to go see that. It's fantastic.
You know, nothing would make me happier than being able to see it for the first time with your mom.
Boy, Mom, Lonzo may have gotten me there. I don't know how to respond to that. I feel like that would be an awful afternoon for me. So we'll have to see what we do with that. But the shuffleboard table, man, you guys know what I'm talking about listening in. It's sanded and it's wood, and it's about three quarters of the length of this room, right? And you slide the things down and they slide on the sanded part, right? And you try to get the 10, the 5, the 3. There's totally an element of luck to it.
Okay.
You know?
It's like skee ball, but it's not slanted.
Yeah, we played it. We did like a couples shuffleboard like in February with Diesel and his girl, you know, and it was a blast. Total blast.
Speaking of Diesel, you notice I licked my fingers. He's a germaphobe.
Oh, and now your hands are going to be all over the board.
Oh, they
too.
Already have.
Oh,
been.
It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. All right, folks, we've got the NFL draft coming up. We've got breaking news to share with you over the course of the show today. We have, you know, and I'm trying to confirm this, Lonzo. If you can confirm this, please let me know. But I believe the best recruit in the country. And it's hard to confirm this when you're on the air because we're focused on the show and we've got things breaking all around us sometimes. I believe the best recruit in all of college football, all of high school football, has committed to Clemson University. Does that justify their place as the hardest place to play in all of college football?
I've seen it tweeted by several different sites. So.
Several different sites are coming in on this right now, and the Clemson University just may have secured the number one recruit in all of college football. A great coup. Brian Breese announced on CBS Sports Radio his intention to play at Clemson University. He's a defensive tackle, also considered Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Penn State. 6'5", 290 pounds. Man, they don't make them the way they used to. They make them way better.
Just tweeted by Sports Illustrated. So
committed to Clemson, now official. Congratulations to Clemson. The rich get richer. Dabo Swinney says we'll probably never have the number one recruiting class in the country because we recruit for character. Alonzo, you can just tell me. I don't know what you're trying
to say.
I'm
telling you that's breaking news.
Here we go. ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Clemson has earned the signature of the number one recruit in all of college football, Brian. Boy, you're going to have to forgive me with this pronunciation. How would you say that, Lonzo? Breese. Brian Breese. I'm going to say Brian Breese.
I'm going to go with Breezy.
I'm going to say Breese. Brian Breese announces for Clemson today, choosing Clemson over Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Penn State, number one ranked prospect in the top two in 24, according to 24/7 Sports. What do they know? They have the bogus list of the top 10 toughest places to play that came out today that we're going over. Here's a description of Brian Breese. Wide body, bulky frame, ability to grow into an inside defender or trim down into a big edge lineman, and has elite get off and first step quickness, particularly given his size and bulk. Reminds me from that description of Ed Oliver, who's going to be a top 10 pick in the draft out of Houston. Ed Oliver, super quick, 285 pound, smaller defensive tackle based on that normal position. But here you have 6'5", 290 out of high school. 6'5", 290 out of high school could easily be 6'5", 330 of muscle by the time he's leaving Clemson. Number one recruit in all of college football. This is a shake your head moment if you're South Carolina because you're trying to narrow the gap. You're trying, you know, and the reality is, and I've said this time after time after time, is it possible to do at South Carolina what it is at Clemson? I think the reason why South Carolina fans are so uptight and so irritable these days is because Clemson serves as proof that what's possible there is possible at South Carolina. If it's possible in this state, it's also possible at other places in this state, especially if you play in the Southeastern Conference, the best conference in all the land. There is no reason why if you land the very best coach that South Carolina can't achieve what Clemson has achieved. Steve Spurrier at South Carolina did great things. What did he have, 3 straight years of 11-2 seasons? 3 straight years of that? That's incredible at South Carolina. And Steve Spurrier at that age wasn't putting in the effort into recruiting that the likes of Dabo Swinney are now. Right? As you get older, Steve Spurrier, he left college football initially because he was tired of the recruiting back and forth, was tired of the, you know, the kissing up that you have to do at the booster functions, the kissing up that you have to do to secure recruits and families. Grew a little fatigued of all that. I get it. If Will Muschamp is the right guy, and I think there's a chance that he is, maybe less than 50% chance that he is, but I haven't ruled out Will Muschamp being the right guy for the Gamecocks. Will Muschamp, you know, he's got a couple of years, in my opinion, to show that he's the right guy. Number 18 recruiting class for South Carolina this year. Number 8 recruiting class for Clemson. Folks, that is not night and day. And then when you consider the fact that the ESPN Football Power Index has the Gamecocks ranked as the 18th best team in the country, folks, this isn't the beatdown that it feels like in this state. I realize the results the last 5 years of the Palmetto rivalry. I get it. But the numbers tell you that this is a rivalry that should be competitive. If you've got the right head coach, South Carolina, it will be. If you don't have the right head coach, you'll continue to get lopsided results. Jake Bentley in South Carolina did to Clemson's defense what no one else had the entire season up until that point, the last game of the year. And then Dabo Swinney has Clemson playing the best college football that we've seen in the last 10 years in the college football playoff, beating both Notre Dame and Alabama by 4+ touchdowns. I want to share with you what this recruit, Brian Breese, had to say about each of the schools he considered here, because I think it's interesting. Alabama, he said, it's just a good atmosphere. Alabama is like the football school. They live, breathe football. It's a good atmosphere to be in. Here's what he has to say about Clemson. It has top-notch facilities. I love DT, defensive tackles coach, Todd Bates. He's real genuine. I can really feel that with him. All the players seem to love it down there. I have Washington, D.C. defensive tackle commit Trey Williams in my ear. Georgia, I feel super comfortable with defensive line coach Scott, coach Kirby Smart, defensive coordinator Dan Lanning, and everyone down there. They're all real good people down there. I think they really care about their players. It's a place that I always felt comfortable at and always have a real good time going down and visiting. It sounded like to me from that he was going to pick Georgia. Ohio State, sorry, Lonzo. Coach Larry Johnson is the main reason. He's an awesome coach. Looking what he produced out of Ohio State and the players that have been there, he is awesome. That's my main reason to go to Ohio State. In other words, that's the only reason why he would go to Ohio State, and he didn't. Penn State. I built a really good relationship with Penn State. I've talked to the coaches a ton. I've been there a lot. It's a school I really feel comfortable with, and I know a couple of players there now. I feel comfortable with them now, and it's a school I always like to go visit. Also, Breese considered Michigan and Oklahoma. But folks, for Clemson to beat out the likes of Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State and Penn State, it just serves as further confirmation that what Dabo Swinney has built and continues to enforce there is one of the most special things we've seen in college football. It is truly a family vibe, a family atmosphere. It is a culture at Clemson that has been fostered and led by Dabo Swinney, and I didn't fully get it until I was there. When I was there, when I saw how I was welcomed, when I saw how every fan in attendance was made to feel like they're a part of the Clemson family, all right? It was a vibe there. It was a feeling. It felt like eating Thanksgiving at your Thanksgiving dinner table for all the fans there. There were no ropes between the fans and the players. There were no ropes between the fans and the president of the university, of athletic director Dan Radakovich. There were no ropes there. All right? I mean, it is a total family environment. You know your kid's going to be in good hands if you give him to Dabo Swinney. And Dabo is building a monster. He already has a monster, And now he's getting recruits the likes of which he hasn't gotten before. Dabo thinks he's never going to have the number one class in all of college football. And I think Dabo's wrong. I think when he's starting to get the number one player in all of high school football, I think those times, they are a-changing. All right? In any case, congratulations if you're a Clemson fan, number one recruit in the country. If you're on Team Garnet and Black, what do you do to come up with this? I mean, how does this make you feel, Clemson getting the best recruit in the country? Is it to the point where you just throw your hands up and say, we can't compete anymore? Does it ruin your day, Clemson getting the best recruit in the country, if you're on the South Carolina side? 1-844-477-3776. A check on the text line. Mark, I have a little boy in the car that loves to try to say, hit it when you do. Yesterday and today, you didn't say it. He's not happy. I did say it, didn't I, Lonzo?
Yeah, but you said it way, way too late.
Well, he's trying to guess when it's going to come out. Listen, play games along with the show. I'm down.
It's a matter of time before engineering comes in. I'm pointing at you.
No, they're not. They're not. I'm going to say Lonzo's making me delay like that. Maybe this recruit, Mark, likes Osterine, and he gets it for free if he goes to Clemson. I suppose that's the South Carolina take on things. Your take on things. How does this make you feel if you're a South Carolina fan today? Clemson getting the best recruit in all of college football. That plus our second pet peeve bracket matchup of the day is coming your way next. Can't wait to reveal it. This show is what it is because of you. We're the most interactive sports radio show in the Upstate because of you. And we continue right after this on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys on a Supers Tuesday edition of the show. Okay, let's update you on the bracket today, on the pet peeve bracket. And as our congratulations to Clemson for securing the number one recruit in the nation is right here. It continues. Brian Breesy has committed to Clemson over Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Penn State, also considered Notre Dame and Oklahoma, but not really. So congratulations to Clemson. Alonzo, I know I speak for you and our show when we offer a very authentic and genuine congratulations to Clemson for this incredible accomplishment.
Yeah.
How do you feel as a South Carolina fan when that happens? I mean, number one recruit in the country. Here's what you're thinking, and you know I'm right. You're thinking, damn it, this guy's going to be making my life hell for the next 3 years. We're going to have to deal with this guy for the next 3 years. I'm right, aren't I?
No, because I don't curse, not even in my head. So I wouldn't think that. No, here's the thing. Good for Clemson. I mean, that just shows they're doing things right. If whatever team I'm rooting for wants to compete, they need to do better. I mean, there's no way around it. You can't get upset over a kid picking a school. And he's not there yet, by the way, so he could change his mind. It is a possibility. You know that, right? I doubt that he will, but good for him. I don't get upset about those sort of things.
Sticking with the pet peeve region, the pet peeve bracket, we are rolling here. We've gone over 1,000 votes now. Thank you guys so much for pushing us into the four figures on votes. We thought this thing would be big. It is being big. Yesterday, not signaling beat out unnecessarily honking, and the slow driver in the fast lane, what Lonzo thinks is going to win the region, has beaten 7-seed double parking yesterday. It beat double parking yesterday. Okay, today in the bracket, our first bracket matchup, which is available for your voting now. It's available for your voting until the show ends today. In the gross misconduct region, what bothers you more, constant sniffles or not flushing the toilet? That is now up for your vote on at ESPN Upstate on Twitter. You can also see the entire bracket. Why not sign up on the website? Put your information in, log in with your Facebook account. You get to see the entire bracket right there. And unveiling right now for your pleasure, your pleasure or your curse, one of the two, our second pet peeve bracket matchup today, also of the gross misconduct region, which burns your brownies more? P people licking fingers. Diesel, are you listening? Lonzo's been licking his bloody fingers and having them all over the board. It's disgusting. What burns your brownies more? People licking fingers around the dinner table, or, you know, they got the Cheeto stuff on their hands, licking their fingers off. That'll be just about enough, Lonzo. Thank you. And also, urinal, using the urinal without washing your hands. We've all seen people that do that. We've all known people that do that. I surmise that Lonzo does that. And and we're taking your votes right now. Which burns your brownies more? Voting opens as of this moment. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. And the vote, the poll is now up at ESPN Upstate. You can make your case on the phone line. Which is a bigger pet peeve? People licking their fingers or using the urinal without washing your hands. Lonzo, which is it?
Well, as far
you are a urinal user without washing your hands, aren't you?
How would you know? Standing behind me in the single urinal that we have to see if I'm washing my hands? How many times have we been in the restroom together?
Here's why I surmise this, okay? You have said when we do not have a lot of time that you are going to run and use the restroom, and you are back here so fast, and my eyes go to your hands, and they don't look the slightest bit wet. I surmise that you are a urinal user without hand washer.
All right, this is ridiculous. First of all, you don't look at me when I come in the room, and that's a good move, because you never know what you're going to see. But the other thing is, you don't know. And when you're in the restroom...
So what's the answer?
Of course I wash my hands. And I can be down the hall, wash my hands. I went downstairs and came back up during a break. Come on, man. It's not that far away to the restroom. And I am very fast, which is why you won't race me. The other thing is, as far as people washing their hands in the restroom, that's their own business.
No.
I am not.
No.
I'm in the restroom to take care
folks.
Of my business.
No, I'm not in there
to legislate.
No.
Hey, where are you going? I'm
it
not looking
a,
at you when I'm
law.
In the restroom.
It is a law.
There's something wrong with you
it
if you're watching
law.
People when you're in the restroom.
It is a law that you must wash your
that's
hands
an HR
in a
violation.
Restroom. It's a law that you must wash your hands. It's an HR violation not to wash your hands in the restroom.
This is not a restaurant, and we don't have signs posted saying you can't.
It might as well be a
restaurant
because your hands are all over all of our stuff that we both use. All right. Second pet peeve bracket matchup today. What gets your vote? People licking their fingers or using the urinal without washing your hands? If I haven't shared with you my vote yet, it should be obvious. Urinal without washing the hands is the most disgusting thing that my species, the male species, does.
Have you been diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder?
You have to have OCD not to be disgusted by people not washing their hands.
Again, I don't care.
You know, Howie,
I don't watch people in the bathroom.
Howie Mandel won't even shake your hand. The celebrity, he does the knuckle punch because hands are germs, man. It's germs. It's disgusting.
Germs are everywhere.
It's disgusting, bro. So what's your vote? Licking your fingers, urinal without washing hands, Lonzo?
If I have to vote for one, I'll go with licking fingers.
Because he doesn't wash his hands after he uses the urinal. See, it's confirmed.
No, don't let him do that stuff.
A check on the text line. Not washing hands after using the bathroom. Licking their fingers because they didn't wash their hands after using the urinal. I see what you did there, sir. And then Clay C. says, this is pretty damn funny. This is pretty damn funny. Folks, be like me. I will accept you licking your Cheeto fingers as long as you wash your hands after you use the urinal. Don't be like Lonzo, who goes to the restroom and is somehow miraculously back here in the studio 18 seconds later.
I just want to point out, you're putting things on me that you should not be doing. Some people take this stuff really seriously,
and he
doesn't know because we haven't been in the restroom. We've probably been in the restroom three times at the same time, and I'm coming out and he's going in.
I'm just having fun with you, man. I don't know what you do.
There are people out there believing what you just said. They're believing it.
Well, I don't know. Look at this. Mark is right. Lonzo is disgustingly wrong. See, if you ever use the restroom without washing your hands, that makes you Lozno. Okay, you lose the correct pronunciation of the name. Your laws know if you don't wash your hands when you use the urinal.
That was so lame.
Yeah, wasn't it though?
Wasn't it though?
But it bothers you. So I feel like I earned a point there.
All right, here's the deal. When you come see us Thursday when we are live.
So come see Mark and Lozno.
Do not go in the restroom with Mark because he's going to watch you.
I'm going to watch to make
he's
sure.
He's watching everything you do.
I think you're calling me Sergeant Peeper here.
I think you're calling me
the Beatles and Sergeant Peeper here. I think that's what you're doing. All right? I got a funny story to tell you about that. We'll do that and share with you the best thing we heard today, and we'll do that next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.